Now, today's GeoQuiz, which is clean and green. Report cards get handed out today for the greenest car companies. Five times now in the past 10 years, the Union of Concerned Scientists Clean Vehicle Program has ranked automakers and their fleet. So, for our GeoQuiz today, consider the 8 car makers most popular here in the United States. 3 of them, in fact, are based here in the U.S., 3 are based in Japan, and there's one each from South Korea and Germany. So the question for you today is, where are the top 3 green automakers based, according to the survey? Extra credit if you happen to guess in which countries the bottom 3 are based to. Well, not a lot of time to ponder fuel economy and tailpipe emissions. There never is. We need now to introduce you to Aaron Hertus, who is with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington, D.C. Aaron, which automakers are the greenest in your survey?
Honda from Japan won. Toyota from Japan tied for second with Hyundai Kia, a South Korean company. And fourth was Germany's Volkswagen. But it was a lot closer this year than it's been in past years. Toyota has really caught up. They were just 1 point behind Honda. And we were also surprised to see that Hyundai Kia really rocketed up in the rankings, and they tied for second place.
So the answer to the GeoQuiz right now, we should say, is Japan for Honda and Toyota, Korea for Hyundai, which actually tied with Toyota, and Germany because Volkswagen came in fourth, if you consider there was a tie between Toyota and Hyundai for second place.
Right.
Did you look at individual car performance? Did you go for the greener cars like hybrids, or were you looking at entire fleets, including SUVs?
We really looked at the entire fleet because the main purpose of this analysis is to keep the automakers accountable and see what they're really doing to green their fleets. So Honda won in part because of cars like the Civic. They sell a lot of Civics. The Civic is not a particularly green car, especially when you compare it to some of the high-achieving hybrids out there like the Prius, but it's one of their most popular cars. And the key to winning in our rankings is making your popular cars green and your green cars popular. Toyota, interestingly, if not for the Prius, would have finished lower in the rankings. They've sold a lot of Priuses, and that's a very green car. But ultimately, you need to make green investments, better technology investments across your fleet if you want to have the greenest fleet out there.
And so is that not the case? I mean, the companies that are highlighting their particular green cars, they're not using the same technology across the fleet for other cars as well, or at least similarly conservation-minded technology?
A lot of the companies have particularly green models, but the question is, how are they marketing that? Are they actually getting consumers behind the wheels of these greener cars? And I think when Americans hear about greener cars, their mind immediately leaps to hybrids or electric cars. But really, you look at the basic conventional cars that are out there, the four-door sedans, and there's so much room for improvement there in making those engines more efficient, in having more speeds on the transmission so the car can operate at higher efficiency over time. And, you know, we certainly dinged the U.S. automakers, but we do want to single out Ford for making some pretty smart investments with their conventional vehicle technologies. They have an engine technology that they call EcoBoost that they're deploying across their fleet, even in their big trucks like the F-Series. And that's really going to bring up their environmental performance over time.
Now, by the way, what do you mean when you say you're dinging the U.S. automakers?
They've finished at the bottom of our rankings pretty consistently for the past 10 years. Chrysler has been a very consistent loser. It's gotten our Dirty Tailpipe Award several times. It's traded places with GM once. Ford is sort of the best of the worst when we do these rankings. So really, these companies need to do a lot more to deploy clean technology across their fleet. We're starting to see some turnaround with Ford and GM in particular, but Chrysler right now still doesn't seem to have its head in the game. So we're hoping that they'll start to think about how they're making better investments in green technology going forward and how they're using their engineers' expertise to get it out there on the road.
And so what's a consumer to do with this information? At least what would you like a consumer to do?
One of the biggest steps you can take to reduce your overall environmental footprint is to get the most fuel-efficient car that meets your needs. And car buying is an intensely personal decision for people. So we're not telling everyone, go out and get a Prius because it's the greenest car on the road. If it works for you as a sedan with a hatchback, yeah, by all means, please consider it. But there's SUVs that are higher performing than other SUVs. So for the consumer, it's getting that most fuel-efficient car that meets your needs.
Aaron, I wonder if there's any new green technology that you think is unbelievably cool that may influence your next survey.
We're excited about the electric cars that are out there, particularly the Leaf, which is a full electric car. And we're also looking at the Volt, and this is GM's first foray. The Volt does have a gas tank. It helps power the battery, and it also powers the car during some of its cycle. So that's not a full electric vehicle. But it's going to be really efficient, and I think consumers are going to have a lot of really exciting options out there. So we hope that hybrids and electric cars also grow to be a larger part of the fleet. And the clean car standards the Obama administration is considering right now, they can really help make that happen. I mean, we could be living in a world with, you know, a hybrid in every garage, an electric car on every block, and a lot of clean conventional cars out there too. That could be what the future of the auto fleet looks like. All the automakers are becoming greener, and they can all do a lot more to become greener over time.
All right. Well, the study is called The Environmental Performance of Car Companies. Aaron Hurtis with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Aaron Hurtis.
Thanks so much, Lisa. This was great.